On the line this morning, I have Trevor Bennyworth from Rad School. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well. Trevor, there's a whole bunch of little scooters coming through town on Friday. What's the story behind all this?
Fundraiser for Legacy and for homeless veterans. For the last few years, we've been riding these little scooters. We start in Brisbane and travel via various towns in the outback and end up in Townsville. It usually takes us about 18 days, and we try and raise as much money as we can and donate it to Legacy, and it goes to Legacy, and they distribute it out to homeless veterans.
And you're coming through the Burdekin on Friday. What time do you think you'll be here in the Burdekin?
On Friday. Well, we've got to be in there about 1 o'clock. So, was that 12:30, I would think? Probably come through there.
Yeah, okay. So you're having a little meeting at Plantation Park, I believe, at around 1?
That's correct. We've got the Lady Mayor going to meet us at the park there, and I believe she's going to hop on one of our scooters and lead us into town.
Oh, and I can just see
it. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
That's the plan, and we'll see how it goes.
See how it goes. So if anyone wants to see these scooters, get down to Plantation Park on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, or be there before 1 o'clock to watch the entourage come in, and then we can...
Welcome us in.
Yeah, we can watch our Lady Mayor hop on one and see if she falls off, I guess. But
we've actually got... A couple of guys from Laverick Barracks are going to join us too. They're bringing Bushmaster down, and they'll join us in Mackay.
Yeah.
And they'll stay with us. And we've got a few schools to call into on the way, and, let the kids climb all over this big Bushmaster. That'll stay with us then all the way back to Townsville.
Yeah, so...
Which will be good.
I believe you're dropping into the Gumloo School on the way through.
That's correct.
Oh, good on you.
Or home being Townsville.
Yeah, so how do you raise money along the way? You hold out the hat and all the bucket, or...?
Yeah, we do that. We stop at... council's all the way up the line. That includes air. They've given us access to their showgrounds, and we camp in their big pavilions. We bring all our own gear, blow-up beds and camp stretch, mattresses and what have you. And the RSL clubs, different hotels... put on event for us, and sell raffle tickets or what have you, and we raise funds that way.
Okay, so I believe you'll be at the RSL on Friday night, is that true?
That's correct, yeah.
And what time will you head off on Saturday morning?
It's only a short run then up to Townsville, so I'll probably get away about 9-ish.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so if anyone out there would like to have a look at a Bushmaster for starters, because I think that'll be a draw card in itself.
Yes, right, yeah.
And
it will. Yeah, it will.
Yeah, and catch these guys in these little scooters. How big are these scooters, Trevor?
They're 110. Back in 2014, the whole thing started in 2014 when we rode 50cc scooters across the Nullarbor.
Yeah.
And it was called Scooter Ball back in those days because it was across the Nullarbor. And then we decided 50 is a bit small, so we went to 110, which is what we've got now.
Yeah.
And because we're going Brisbane Townsville, we changed the name to Scooterville. And we're doing New South Wales in November, but the name Scooterville is going to stick now wherever we go. And next year we're going to incorporate Victoria, and by 2027 it'll be Australia-wide.
And how many of these little scooters can we expect to see?
We've got 10. 10 on this trip.
And what colour are they?
Most of them are white, little Suzukis.
Yeah.
And we've got one Honda and one Kymco. The Kymco's the bigger bike, but it's a control bike.
Yeah, 110cc. It's not the postie bike, but not much bigger, is it?
No. These are little step-through scooters.
Yeah.
They flat out about 90 kilometres an hour, so we usually sit on 80, 85. And we've got... We've got a little truck to carry all our bedding and all our personal gear.
Yeah.
And then the bikes follow along behind that. And then there's a ute, which is our food ute, and a bus. And what we do, we allocate two drivers for each scooter. Okay. And one rides and the other follows along in the bus. And about every hour or so, we swap over.
Yeah, fair enough. Sounds like fun, actually.
So I think we've got a police escort coming into town too. I think someone's organising that for us.
Oh, and why not? Yeah, let's go full hog.
Why not?
Okay, Trevor Bennyworth from Rad School. Thank you very much,
Charlie. Thank you. Bye bye.